Thank you for calling customer services. Asia, may I help you?
Hi, this is Jan Madsen, MADSEN.
Yes, ma'am. If I could get your zip code, please.
68410.
You said 68410. Sorry. There we go. 68410. Give me one second. I'm sorry, ma'am. And what's your first and last name again? I apologize.
It's Jan Madsen, MADSEN.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I see that you've called today at 5:12. I'm not at 5:12. I do apologize. Today, 5:12 at 3:24 p.m.
Yes. And then I have a confirmation for a complete credit for $94.90 and $85.90. And the confirmation number, do you need that?
You said a confirmation number. What is it from your bank?
No, from her name was Brenna.
Brunna.
Brenna.
Brianna. Did she give you a last name?
Nope, she
Oh,
didn't.
okay.
I thought it was so unique. I probably didn't need to get a last name.
Oh yeah,
You have
no, I was
several?
just curious. I apologize.
Oh.
Okay. First, I guess, what is the situation at hand at the moment?
Okay. I've been charged twice for $94.90 and twice for $85.90. And this whole thing, it was a little ad that appeared on Facebook, and it was for $4.95 for a trial, and it was connected to Reed Drummond, who is HGTV cooking star. She has cookbooks, etc., and I follow her and use her cookbooks. So I thought, well, okay, I'll try it. And then I remember putting my credit card number in, and then it all just disappeared. And I thought, well, it didn't go through or whatever, I don't know. And then a few days later, this package came. But in the meantime, I had checked, and Reed Drummond wasn't connected with any keto diet. And so then apparently there was an April 6th charge for $94.90 and $85.90. And then again, I got a package yesterday, and charged for $94.90 and $85.90. And I called the card company and started a fraudulent claim. And they said, well, that's because I said I didn't receive anything on April 6th. And they said, well, that's part of their scam, is where you have those days to try it, et cetera. And that none of that even appeared. It was just so quick on that ad, and then put my number in, and then it was gone. And then yesterday I got this other. So anyway, I talked to somebody, a supervisor, and she said that I had to call the company and cancel the fraud claim. And then she would authorize the other $94.90 and $85.90 to be credited back to my account. So I have to make sure what I'm trying to do is follow through, make sure that that first confirmation number that I was given is, you know, in my file, and that you get the rest of it all credited to my account.
Well, I do see here, ma'am, that on the 4th of May, you did get a refund for $85.90 and $94.90. And your account has been canceled.
But I've still been charged $94.90 and $85.90. That needs to be credited too, because I did cancel the fraudulent claim.
Give me one second, man. Let me speak to my supervisor. All right, ma'am, I'm about to send you to a supervisor so they can assist you with the rest of this refund. That is something that I honestly can't do, but they can. Is that okay with you, ma'am?
Yes, please.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Let me get you transferred over, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Anytime, and thank you for calling customer support.